It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is another transcontinental episode with Tariq joining from London, along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
Who is in Bangalore, and of course Karan.
Hey guys.
Who is in Gurgaon. Alright guys, so we are finally at the end of this marathon that has been the World Cup. It has felt longer than it should have because of the kind of tournament it has been.
Absolutely.
Oh man. I don't want it to end.
No, I think I need a break. Like, we literally have only 4 weeks before the Premier League kicks off again, so I take the break now.
like the sign at Westfield Mall said that I think we have stopped screening World Cup matches for health and safety reasons. But we need the break for health and safety reasons too.
But I don't blame them, considering England really put them through one hell of a journey.
Although, of course, what they really meant was that this place was over capacity. But we'll take the other explanation. Nonetheless, so this is where we're at, people. We have France against Croatia. A rematch of the 1998 semi-final, but under very different circumstances this time in the final. And we'll look ahead to that matchup. But first, quickly, let's talk about the two semi-finals. Beginning with you, Vishal, and please run us through Croatia versus England.
Very good game. On paper, it was a very well matched match. The game was well matched up in terms of both the teams, where I think they brought in different sets of strengths to the team, different styles of play to the game. And in the end, as we discussed, England's fall would be because of the lack of midfield. In this case, there's no midfield, where they got off to an early lead, they scored the early goal, and the problem was England pretty much did not create much after that at all. That was pretty much all they created, and while there were a couple of other chances in between, but England really did not do much. And once Croatia got into the game and started playing and asserted themselves into the game, it was pretty much one-way traffic, and it showed the end result. I think England's inexperience and the lack of quality players at the end showed, because Croatia's stars pretty much outplayed the rest of England in that game.
And I was watching with England fans, and most of them seemed to be uneasy at halftime despite the 1-0 lead.
Mm-hmm.
They did not really feel confident. They just almost felt like it was around the corner that this was
going.
You could
see coming, right? From minute 30 onwards, you could see Croatia was slowly getting into the game, and Croatia was still far from their best. So England should have really looked at the first half as an opportunity to kill the game. But they somehow seemed to play like they could fend off one goal lead. And they paid the price for that, where Croatia, from the 55th minute onwards, pretty much started dominating the game in terms of position, in terms of chances created. And England did not really have a countermeasure to it, and did not have anybody to come and take care of the ball and say, all right, let's be calm. And you could see the mistake coming from the back, the midfield, and a bunch of really silly mistakes really did pop up and cost them the game.
All right. And moving on to semi-final number two, Karan. Mm-hmm. France-Belgium started like a house on fire, but unfortunately could not make it count. Eventually France running away winners. Your take on the game?
I think one word to describe it will be professional. I think this is the word that we've been describing France throughout the tournament, and they really, you know, stuck to it. Belgium, as you said, you know, started in a really aggressive fashion, and you know, they did a lot of running, you know, passed the ball around, etc., etc., created some very good chances. But I think that French defense, you know, hats off to them. I mean, they showed, you know, that they are ready to basically become world champions, because the line that Vishal keeps saying, right? Defense wins you championships, and attack wins you games. But I think this France team pretty much showed all the bottle that they need to kind of, you know, go to the next level. Even in the second half, you know, Belgium again, you know, it was pretty much the same script throughout the game, but they just did not find a way through that determined French backline. And it wasn't just the defense, but the entire team, you know, the cohesiveness that they showed throughout the field was, you know, absolutely phenomenal. And, credit must go to the manager as well to basically, you know, instill that sense of togetherness in that squad, which, you know, as we know in previous World Cups has been a huge question mark. So, I think this team is definitely, you know, up there.
Yep. All right, so which brings us to the final, of course, and that final is France versus Croatia. Croatia, first time finalist, naturally, but the team is comprised of players who know big games, not maybe a World Cup final, but big games otherwise. Luka Modric is somebody who has, in his club career, never lost a final, I think. So, which kind of brings us to the matchup itself. France's final to lose, France champions elect already, or do you see it panning out as a tighter affair than that?
It's definitely going to be a tight affair. I mean, I wouldn't say France are already champions, because this Croatia team can punish you when you least expect it, like England themselves found out, right? The thing about this Croatia team is, yes, there is a lot of talent in that midfield. The defense has improved as the tournament has progressed. The only thing that I'm concerned about is this Croatia team has played 90 minutes of football more than France throughout this game, plus emotionally draining penalty shootouts. So, I don't know, considering that eventually at some point of time that is going to take its toll, or if not physically, at least mentally. But I think considering a World Cup final, it's, again, you know.
Quite the contrary, I think. With each win, especially winning the penalties or winning an extra time, I think even after the England game also, they showed an air of confidence in terms of, one, this Croatia team, even while taking it to extra time, they only have a good sense of where they're going with the game. If you remember against Russia as well, then they went into extra time while they didn't concede in the last minute. They knew where they were going, and they do have a firm grip on what's happening. But I think, like Tariq Sir mentioned, this might be one of France's games to lose, and I'll tell you why. Because, like you said, while Croatia have a solid team, they also have an aging team. They are not necessarily the youngest team, and they're definitely not the quickest team. And if you really look at what France did against Argentina, that is exactly what they took advantage of, where they unleashed the pace of Mbappe. They unleashed that and I think they will adapt a similar strategy tomorrow, where they will immediately try to reduce the speed and power of that midfield, and along with Mbappe's pace, to really split open that defense. So I think it's going to be a very tactical battle. But France, if they stick to a plan, I think they can open this game up in the first 30-35 minutes in itself and score a good quick opening goals, and that might kill it. Or you might find a game where, you know, it could be completely contrary, where the midfield cancels each other out, because it's going to be Rakitic and Kante versus Pogba and Modric. So that's clash of the titans, if any, in this World Cup, and they might cancel each other out, and you might see a lot of chances not created at all.
These are four of the hottest midfielders in Europe right now.
Pretty much,
in world football, right?
I think the one thing that I am concerned about France is, there is no question of their quality. I mean, it's there for everybody to see, right? Fair enough. It might have been a one-off, but considering that this is a final, you know, there is always going to be that pressure of, you know, being a final. So, regardless of, you know, previous form or, you know, previous results, yes, it does start from zero again. And, it's very important for France to not make the same mistakes that they did 2 years back against Portugal.
But you can see they've learned from that, right? I think my biggest takeaway from this French squad is they have learned from what has happened in the Euros. If you remember the Euros, France came out flying in all the games and scored a bunch of goals, looked really flamboyant. But here, while they've been looking solid, like Karan mentioned, they've been professional. Their game management has been world-class.
Absolutely.
It's almost German-like, if you know what I'm talking about. So I think Deschamps has learned his lesson. I think this French squad has grown, are growing up together right now. And I think there's no better chance for them to win the World Cup, while most of the squad is pretty much going to come back the next World Cup as well. Mm-hmm. But this is a solid opportunity for them to really take forward. And like Karan rightly mentioned, this is the most professional World Cup performance that I've seen from any team in a long time. I think they've been more professional than Germany last time, and that was as professional as we thought it would get.
Absolutely. I think I think throughout the tournament, I don't think France have crossed the third gear. So you can imagine that, you know, they do have it in them to really turn it on if required. So it's pretty dangerous actually, and it's not just this tournament. They have it in them to probably start, maybe dominate world football for years to come, similar to what Spain did.
Yeah, like we said, this is the average. Almost all these players in this team are in the age group of 23 to 25.
15 players so below the age of 25. In the sport.
So you can pretty much be sure that they're coming back.
So this could be a dynasty in the making if they could win here. And of course, but the Croatian team, as you have pointed out repeatedly, is a never say die team that do not seem to go away. Is going to be probably the biggest challenge France are going to face. It is going to be an interesting World Cup final. It might not be a high scoring final as such. Yep.
They never
France,
are.
Argentina.
They haven't been for quite some time.
But it still might be interesting to see how it turns out. And it would be great if we have a first time World Cup champion.
Oh,
that
yes.
is,
absolutely.
If
absolutely.
Croatia
win. No question about it.
But what is the soccer sense consensus, people? France to Croatia.
France. I think I would say France.
Yeah, I mean,
as much as I really want Croatia to win it, and I think everybody knows how much I've been rooting for Croatia, I think this is where I think they just get outplayed because of 11 better players as compared to Croatia.
Yeah, I think I would say the same. I mean, heart definitely wants Croatia to win. I think both me and Vishal predicted, I think in the round of 16, that Croatia would get to the final. So we've really been, you know, backing them from quite some time, but unfortunately, I guess this is where it comes to an end. And if France win it, you know, hats off to them, and they would be deserving winners. In fact, either team, if they win it, they would be deserving winners.
Absolutely.
All right, and we shall be bringing you one final recap of that final and the World Cup as a whole once that game is done. Meanwhile, we are almost at the end of our transcontinental episode. This will be the penultimate episode of the final load of the or we take a hiatus, like Vishal said, because we just could play at this point. Meanwhile, things here at Ground Zero have calmed down in the sense that England have seemed to have taken defeat in the semi-final with some amount of quiet dignity, and also have understood that they were a bit out of their depth in terms of what they have done at the World Cup so far. But it'll be interesting times to see them ahead, not least in Euro 2020, a tournament which is spread over 12 nations, including England. So, I mean, not sure how its coming home would fit into that scheme.
Well, back in 96, they did, 96 Euros, they did say that, you know, football is coming home.
And meanwhile, we have also to look forward to, as if there was not enough football around, the League of Nations, which will be going on or starting later this year, according to a format that I have zero idea of. But we will talk.
I'm still trying to figure out what that is.
In the meantime, that is all the time we have this week. You can follow us on Twitter at SendSoccer. You can find us on AudioBoom at audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sends. And you can find us on any other podcatcher that you use, iTunes, podcasts, search for us under SoccerSends. In the meantime, from London, this is Tariq signing off, along with Vishal.
See you guys.
And Karan.
See you guys.